a small but growing group of extreme athletes in neighboring Sonora, Mexico, has turned some of the state's most stunning natural features into proving grounds, where they push their bodies and nerves to their limits. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse brings us more about their high-flying feats.
It's mid-morning and warming in a backyard citrus grove in remote Guasavas, which sits in a river valley flanked by soaring, dry sierras. Using the dirt as a whiteboard, a sizable, motley crew of adventurers, mostly Sonorans, a Belgian, even a ferret named Toto, puts the day's plan together. Their task deserves careful deliberation, safely stringing webbing tightropes across the chasms of Sonora's famed Cruz del Diablo, or Devil's Cross Canyon, whose sheer walls rise hundreds of feet. To begin spanning one gap that day, they'll use a bow and arrow. Sitting in her tent, 22-year-old University of Sonora biology student Argelia Gil Samaniego is getting ready for the day. She's been practicing highline, a discipline of the balancing sport slacklining that features lines strung dozens or even hundreds of feet in the air for a few years, but this will be her most ambitious effort yet. She would love to stand and walk, but is fine with whatever she achieves. What she knows for certain is that she's feeling strong and calm. Plan set, the group makes its way up the winding mountain road to the canyon. At a popular overlook some 2,000 feet above the valley floor, the group gears up for the long day ahead. Abraham Puigferrat is the archer. He wraps a thin fishing line around a short length of pipe, like a fishing reel, so that the arrow draws the line cleanly as it flies. Puigferrat is new to highline, and much more experienced Osmar González, known as Pajarito or Little Bird, accompanies him to his perch. Pajarito says he likes to call the Devil's Cross Sonora's Highline University. Breath stilled and anchored to a tree, Puigferrat pulls the arrow back and raises the bow. Success. With the thin line across, a thicker one followed, and then, with three teams split up around the canyon, a slow, carefully choreographed effort to move gear over the abyss.
¿Puedes recuperar?
A moment's carelessness could undo hours of tedious work. With shouts, whistles, and phone calls, they coordinate.
Tranquil.
Knots and other complications frustrate, but they work together to keep stress in check. Several hours after the arrow, they send the line they'll be walking.
Una, dos, tres.
And then pull it taut. With the light fading, they wrap up the third and final line over the canyon's mouth.
Abouting.
With the Bob Marley anthem echoing between the walls and headlamps and a near full moon now the only light, Pajarito, the last of the Northside team, pulls himself across the yawning blackness.
Al ser tan grande nuestro estado y ser tan joven el deporte.
Back down at camp the next morning, Pajarito says that the combination of vast, geographically diverse Sonora and such a young sport means that highlining has a lot of potential.
Te retan demasiado y muchas veces.
The Devil's Cross figures prominently in Sonora's highline world, he says. But its height and shifting winds are a profound challenge and force tough questions like, is this really what I want to be doing? Luis Flores loses his balance and plummets before his safety rope catches him. Dangling hundreds of feet above the canyon floor, he gathers himself and climbs back up onto the line.
Soy un pobre venadito que habita en la serranía.
To keep his focus, he sings to himself.
Paso, paso, paso.
And chance, and soon is back on firm ground. The shock is still with him after several minutes of cooling down, along with euphoria. Being close to death makes some feel alive, he says. On a nearby line, Gil Samaniego, the biology student, is finding her balance. Her friends help her back to the canyon's edge.
Del 1 al 10, 6.
From 1 to 10, she put her fear at 6.
Pues las vistas, el equilibrio, la paz mental que sientes.
More powerful than the fear were the views, the peace and equilibrium she found.
Es tuyo el mundo ahí.
And the feeling that the whole world was hers. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Guasavas.